You're listening to this bonus episode of a podcast of Spurious Morality.
Hello and welcome to this bonus episode of a podcast of Spurious Morality. We sort of said that we'd be happy to do a little bit of bonus if there was some like big exciting news, and we've had bits of big exciting news, but this is the first one where we've really gone, oh yeah, we want to talk about this, we want to do something about this one. So I am joined by Connor. Hello, Connor.
Hello.
So Jodie Whittaker is doing Big Finish. It's announced, it's official, we're getting, I think it's 12-hour long episodes over 2 years. She's with Yaz. It's just going to be the 13th Doctor in Yaz, which is brilliant because we never got that on screen and we really, really should have done. So this is quite big, exciting news. So just talk to us about the news, Connor. Go for it.
Oh, I think you might be able to guess. I'm absolutely thrilled by this. I loved Jodie Whittaker as the Doctor. I thought Jodie Whittaker herself was a really lovely, bubbly personality and just was always such a joy to watch and even listen to in like behind the scenes stuff. I'm really thrilled that she's back and we're going to get more of her Doctor in a Big Finish series. And I'm delighted as well that we're getting Yaz, because Yaz is so utterly essential to the 13th Doctor's era. Like, you could not do a 13th Doctor series without Yaz, and we've got the two of them. They're both back for this. And I cannot wait. Like, genuinely, on my list of wants from Big Finish, this was right at the very top. This exact arrangement of the 13th Doctor and Yaz having some adventures, just the two of them, without Graham and Ryan or Dan, you know, there as well. Because really, it's those two are the heart of that era. And quite a lot is made of their relationship towards the end, or it's very well they won't they sort of thing. And just the way it ended up, it seemed to come in very quickly at the end for those last three specials and not be a part of the era. This is going to give them a chance to expand on that and build it in and sort of seed in that that Yaz and the Doctor are more than friends, or maybe more than friends. And they're going to be able to sort of build that up then. And I cannot wait to watch the 13th Doctor's era and listen to these stories as well, because I think it's going to really benefit and improve on what was on screen. So I'm absolutely thrilled. What do you think?
Obviously thrilled and very, very excited. And I do think that this is going to enable us to get something that it's a real shame we never got out of that era when it was on TV. It, like you say, just the 13th Doctor and Yaz is the, it's kind of the dream pairing. And I think it is some, you know, Big Finish are going to be able to get something really good out of this. If there is one criticism I would throw at that era, is that the TARDIS was just always too busy. And it did just need that 13 in Yaz time. And the very, very sort of few times we got it, it was always an argument for the case. So really all we have to go on is the first episode of Flux, Halloween Apocalypse, where we get a bit of 13 in Yaz stuff. They don't find Dan until later on in the episode. And there's loads going on. It's a really busy episode, so we don't really get too much time for just the 13 in Yaz in that. And then same again with Power of the Doctor. It, you know, great episode, but it was really busy, and there was Ace and Tegan, and there was UNIT and Cybermen and Daleks and the Master, and, you know, the list goes on. Every character that had appeared throughout the era seemed to pop up again. And again, it was just very busy, but we did get a little bit more 13 in Yaz stuff in that. And what you kind of took away from it was, yeah, this is a really good pairing. It's a shame that we've always had third and fourth wheels, I suppose. So yeah, I think it's a great bit of news. I think that one thing I've sort of read a fair bit of on various corners of the internet is that this could kind of do for 13 what Big Finish originally did for 6 when they came along, and, you know, we started to reappraise the character of the Sixth Doctor a bit, and have a better understanding of what makes him tick. They got to do things with the character that there was never time for on TV and mellow him out a little bit. Big Finish gave him Evelyn as a companion, which was just the perfect foil for his Doctor. And I think there's an opportunity for something similar here too. I think maybe because the 13th Doctor does have her detractors. There are some people who are just never going to like that era regardless and forget them. They don't matter. But there are some people who like really want to like it and, you know, maybe really, really liked Jodie Whittaker in the role and just weren't too happy with, you know, certain storyline decisions or, you know, certain episodes or, you know, at the end of the day, we can all accept Orphan 55 is a little bit rubbish. We can all accept that Timeless Child as a concept is quite divisive. Personally, I'm on board with it, but I completely understand some people going, well, no, it's been a bit different for the other 58 years. So maybe, yeah. So yeah, I kind of sympathize with all of that, but ultimately, this is really, really good news. And I think that there's the potential for us to get a lot out of this and for the 13th Doctor to kind of be looked at a little bit differently. And I think that's completely fair and reasonable because I really do hope that people can start to see her as the absolutely wonderful character she is.
Do you know what the best thing about this is, for me anyway, is that I'm not as online as I used to be. I'm not on Twitter anymore. I'm not on a fair amount of social media that I used to be. But I'm still in a couple of places, mainly for Doctor Who stuff. And in the corners of the internet I'm on, all I have seen about this is universal joy. Like, I haven't seen a single Not My Doctor or a single, you know, oh, she's a bit rubbish. All I've seen is that people are really excited that she's back, that she's going to, as you say, maybe get that reappraisal, and Big Finish can do what they did for Colin Baker's Doctor, for the Jodie Whittaker Doctor. It's your mileage may vary on whether you think that level of recuperation or that level of improvement is necessary, because I think she's a wonderful Doctor, and I'm delighted to see her again. I can't wait to hear these stories, but I do think I do think that people this time around seeing her come back with Yaz to Big Finish, people seem to be really on board with it. Like, I haven't seen anyone detract or complain about this. All I've seen is people saying, yes, this is a really good thing. So that's great. I think it's also very fortunate for Big Finish because we've just lost Christopher Eccleston's Doctor. He's taking time away again from the role. He says he might come back in future. It's an au revoir, not a goodbye. But this is going to fill the new series gap at Big Finish really nicely because we're going to get this little steady stream of 13th Doctor stories every 2 months from July next year. Wouldn't it be nice if they could announce one of these things and be like, oh yes, the first one's coming out in 2 months? Yeah, I can't get over it. Like, I remember when Christopher Eccleston was announced, there was all this build up for the 3 or 4 days beforehand, and we were all sitting watching, oh, there's going to be an announcement at 4 o'clock on such and such a date, and we're all sitting waiting, and I remember you know, half thinking, oh, maybe it is Christopher Eccleston, maybe it's Matt Smith or someone coming to Big Finish. There was none of that this time around, and we just got that news dropped on us yesterday afternoon, and it came totally out of the blue, which is brilliant because you got that lovely surprise. I think you can probably tell I'm really, really happy with all of this.
Pure speculation here, but I do wonder if some kind of 13th Doctor era switch has been flicked this last week. Because we've also had the news that Joe Martin's in the, it's not epilogue, what's the word that they've used? Coda, the coda for Once and Future. And that's the first, I mean, I know we've had a Joe Martin Fugitive Doctor set announced for what feels like years. I know we've had that announced for absolutely ages now, but there's never been any kind of solid date. There's not been any artwork. It's not really been talked about at all since it was announced at Big Finish Day, which was not long after we started doing this podcast. So what's that, 2 years at least? So it's it seems strange that both of these bits of news, and the very big bits of news, this is lots of new stuff coming to Big Finish, has all just kind of hit in the same week. So I kind of wonder if there was a, we have to get, you know, Shooty's first series out of the way before Big Finish can do anything with the Jody era or anything like that. And I wonder if we've now sort of passed that point. And it makes me wonder, you know, is anything else in the pipeline, anything else be coming our way? You know, we can throw around daft speculation left, right and centre, but, you know, we're going to get a Vinder series, or we're going to get more of the Grand Serpent, or we're going to... You get the idea. But yeah, it feels like maybe the Jody floodgates have finally opened at Big Finish. So this could just be the start.
Well, this is the thing, because I was thinking about this as well. They have Joe Martin on their books. They have Sasha Dewan on their books. They have Riversong on their books. Like, there's an awful lot of potential for characters within and without the Jody Whittaker era to turn up in this series. Like, I think we would all love to hear Jody Whittaker's Doctor and Sasha Dewan's Master face off against each other again, and work that in some way. I think we'd love to hear maybe a definitively, like, the Doctor and the Fugitive Doctor, I don't think ever really got their closure with each other as such. Like, I would love to hear a final 13th Doctor and Fugitive Doctor meeting from this. And I would love, it's obligatory, you sort of have to do a River Song meets her wife episode, you know? I think there's a lot of potential for those little crossovers within and what without the era that Big Finish are so good at doing. I feel really excited about that. I feel excited that it's going to come every 2 months. I would love them to do an arc to this. I don't know whether they will. They might keep it fairly standalone, but I would love a little bit of continuity within the series as well, because I think that's a real feature of these regular releases. So that would be quite good to get a little story arc playing out over the 2 years.
Yeah, and I do hope it is sort of story arc based. I hope there is something independent from what went on in the series. I don't just want a continuation of going after Division or a continuation of like Timeless Childy stuff. Like, I'm assuming this is going to be set in the gap between series 12 and Flux. That seems the obvious place to put it.
Yes.
Without sort of bending over backwards. So we haven't got a lot of stuff that happened in Flux, but we have got Timeless Child. We have got that reveal. Yaz doesn't really know about it. It would be good to have some more Master stuff. Definitely. I agree with you there. But I hope we do get something a little bit different. Like, think about, let's say, the recent 11th Doctor run. That was a very sort of solid storyline over four sets. And I know some people loved it, some people weren't so keen on it, but I think at the very core, that series definitely had the right idea of how a new series, Doctor Who series, a Big Finish should be done. So I'd very much like to see something like that. I suppose Dalek Universe is a fair comparison as well, but I don't want another Dalek fest. I would like something not Dalek-y, because 13 met the Daleks enough on screen, kind of thing. We're not.
I was going to say short. I would like. I think I would like a Dalek story, because those 13th Doctor Dalek, that it's almost like a Dalek trilogy. I think those are really strong stories. Like, they're my favorite part of her era. I would love a Dalek story out of this in that vein. But I can appreciate that what we got on screen, you know, feels like enough from the Daleks, but I would quite like it.
If anything, I think I'd like more of the sort of the cyber war that we saw in Ascension of the Cybermen, and to a much lesser extent, the Timeless Children, because that felt really good. I really enjoyed the whole space opera-ness of it and that kind of thing. And in the second part, it kind of had to make way for all of the Gallifrey lore, Timeless Child stuff that was going on. But yeah, I'd actually quite like a little bit more of that cyber era, because that seemed quite interesting. And I think that was very strong. And I think it's sort of generally accepted that that was kind of like the best bit of that those couple of episodes. As I've said already, I've no problem with Timeless Child and all that kind of thing, but I really enjoyed Ascension of the Cybermen because it was just like a really, really solid Cyberman story. So if we're going to use a big bad, let's have Cybermen instead of Daleks, just for a change.
Yes. Do you know what? This has just come into my head as well, and it's totally different. It's not story-based. It's not in-universe-based. Big Finish have had a reputation for a long time of being very expensive, and like there's quite a high financial bar for getting into Big Finish. These are coming out every 2 months. I think the downloads are priced at $9.99. It's effectively working out at £5 a month to get the 13th Doctor stuff. That's very affordable. It's not locked away in a box set like a lot of the new series stuff has been recently. It's going to be very easy and very affordable to follow along with this series, and I think that's a massive... I think that's incredible, and I think that's something to applaud Big Finish for doing, because I think it's going to make it really easy for maybe Jodie Whittaker fans who haven't been a fan of like other Doctor Who. I know there was a lot of people who were just 13th Doctor fans. I think that's going to make it really easy for them to get into this, and that's a real bonus. I'm delighted for them that they're going to be able to follow along their Doctor's new adventures for the price of a cup of coffee every month, you know. I think that's a really good way of working things, and I'm delighted to see them doing it.
It's also worth remembering that Jodie Whittaker was the Doctor for a long time. In some ways, it doesn't feel like it because her era was quite spread out. You know, we did have delays and COVID, and you know, her first series was almost an entire year after Twice Upon a Time and that kind of thing. So Jodie Whittaker was the Doctor for a long time. In fact, am I right in thinking she's the second longest standing ever after Tom Baker?
She was 2017 was her first appearance through to 2022, so about 5 years. Probably about tied with David Tennant.
So I think she just outlasted John Pertwee. I think, like, in terms of actual days. Between first appearance and regeneration episode, I think she might have just lasted a bit longer than John Pertwee and therefore might just be in second place after Tom Baker. Either way, my point is, she was the Doctor for quite a long time, and that's a whole new generation of fans.
Yes.
You know, anybody that was 10 in 2017 will be sort of 17, 18 now, and therefore... at the age where maybe Big Finish is something you might want to look at. This could be bringing a lot of new people on board for Big Finish, absolutely. And I think it's very easy to forget, actually, you know, Jodie Whittaker was the Doctor for a long time. The Doctor's a very iconic role. People will have grown up with Jodie Whittaker. People will have discovered David Tennant since because of the 60th specials. It is its own era. It will have its own set of fans, people that discovered Doctor Who through Jodie Whittaker, and I'm glad that Big Finish is finally able to cater for them. And like I say, hopefully it will bring people Big Finish's way.
Yes, this can only be a good thing. I'm just delighted to see her in the Big Finish family. I hope we get to see her like popping up in other things as well. It would have been very cool to have her in Once in the Future, or I'd love to see an out of time style sort of thing with the 13th Doctor meeting like the 6th Doctor, because Colin Baker was such a big supporter of Jodie Whittaker whenever that onslaught of hatred was coming back at the start of her era, and I would love to see there too. I've always associated the 13th Doctor and the 6th Doctor very closely, then I would love to see the two of them get an adventure together. I'm bowled over that she's back. Not that I didn't expect. I thought she would come at some stage. I'm delighted it's so soon. And I can't wait to hear these. I just wish it was coming out sooner than a year away. It looks also like they've started recording them as well, because there was that picture of Jodie and Mandip and Nick Briggs in the Big Finish studios. It's very cool to think that the 13th Doctor story, you know, this new 13th Doctor era is already underway. because I think it took them a little bit of time to get Eccleston on the go. He was announced possibly before recording, and these look like they're already on the in the works, so that's very good. Yeah, just bring it on. Can't wait to hear it. It would be lovely to hear her pop up in something like the way the Fugitive Doctor is making a little appearance in Once and Future before her own series starts. It'd be very cool to hear the 13th Doctor turn up in something as well. I'm just thrilled, and it's great to have a new series Doctor at Big Finish now on the regular. So
thrilled. Yeah, absolutely. I'd love, if we were doing the Doctor-y crossover things, I would love her to meet Tom Baker. I'd love her to meet the Fourth Doctor, because obviously the Fourth Doctor was actually very noticeably absent from Power of the Doctor. Tom Yes. Baker, for whatever reason, wasn't able to do it. So I kind of hope we get to make up for that on audio. That would be quite nice. But before Yes. we're crossing over Doctors and bringing back the Bandrels, let's just have a really, really good run of 13th Doctor adventures 100%. From Big Finish. I can't wait. And we'll wrap it up there, because this is already twice as long as we actually planned for it to be. That's a lot of excitement.
It's just too much excitement for 10 minutes.
I will. I'll sort of wrap up on the note that the thing that surprised me the most about the announcement was the photograph of Jodie Whittaker and Mandip Gill was... it was an outdoor car park. It wasn't the normal car park. That car park was outdoors. It didn't have a roof. Like, what's going on, Big Finish?
Big Finish
got themselves a second car park.
It's regenerated. It's the Patrick Troughton of Big Finish car parks.
So the best Big Finish car park, then.
Ooh, controversial.
Ooh, yeah. And on that note, we will leave it there. So thank you very much for joining me, Connor. I can't wait for a year's time now where we can finally actually do a podcast episode about this new series.
Yes.
But the announcement's there. It looks like it's already been recorded and it's happening. And I'm very excited about this.
Yes, I cannot wait. I will be going for the bundle. I went for the Eccleston bundles. I will, as soon as I can afford to do so, I will go for the 13th Doctor bundle to get a hold of these. And bring it on.
This is definitely a big get me this for Christmas bundle.
Yes. Thank you all very much for listening. We hope to be with you again soon for series 3 of this podcast. Enjoy your summer. We'll see you soon.
Goodbye now.